Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 states, "The Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive." Today we are joined by Bishop Lamar Whitehead from Leaders of Tomorrow, Brooklyn Ministry.
Forgiveness is to pardon a person, right? Mm-hmm. And let me tell you long and short why you have to forgive. See, forgiveness is not for the other person. When you say to me, "Bishop, why should I forgive the other person?" You already have it wrong. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is something that you have to do to release yourself from bondage of the enemy. What am I saying? Forgiveness releases you from the oppression, the depression, and the violation that a person committed against you. So when you have oppression, depression, and the violation of a person that has did you dirty, if you can't forgive that person, then therefore they become your God. They become your oppressor, because every time you look at them, you're going to study their word, which was the depressing things they said to you, the oppression that they put against you in your life, and the violation that they have done to you. So therefore, not only have you made that person your God, but you're studying and reminiscing over and over on the things that they have done in your life to you. And when you don't forgive, then therefore you can't serve an unforgiving God, because you are already serving a God of oppression, the person, the very person that did something to you. See, when we can't forgive, we harbor over the issues of hurt and pain that that person produced in our life. So therefore, how can you love if you don't forgive? How can you be married if you don't forgive? You can get married to your wife and she violates you. Automatically, you're going to think about your God, the first person that did you dirty that you can't forgive. If your wife put pressure on you and you feel oppressed or depressed, the first person you're going to think about is that person who did you wrong. So until you can forgive people, you will never become the person that God wants you to be. Forget and forgive is two different things. When you forget, that's just in your mind. You don't never forget. Because I tell people all the time, I forgive you, but I don't forget, because I ain't no dummy. All right? Jesus never forgot. When he was on Calvary, he forgave them. That was his first word. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they've done." But yet Thomas said, "Listen, I don't believe he got up off the cross. I need to see the holes in his hands." So you think Jesus forgot about the holes that was in his hand? No, he came down and said, "Thomas, put your finger through my hand." So it ain't about forgetting. It's about forgiving. Forgiveness, when you don't forgive, now that person has power over you. When you don't forget, that means that person can't do it to you again. So it's a difference.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.